Cape Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York. 24 minutes past four. A very good morning to you, Adrian. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you, Labs?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Adrian. Just getting ready for the big day, which is tomorrow. Ish. And a man grows another year older. But okay. It's happening tomorrow. I grow another year older. And time seems
34?
To be 34. Somewhere there, 34, 35. I'm going with 28.
Oh,
okay. I'm sticking with 28. That's it. Keeping it that way.
Yeah, I've been 28 for 14 years.
Oh my goodness! You know, it's funny. Yeah. At 25. It's like, okay, yeah, time's good. And then you hit that 30 mark. For some reason, every year after that just seems to fly. I don't know why. But okay, Adrian, let's talk about the U.S. trade war. What's the latest there?
Right. So hoping to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement, otherwise known as NAFTA, President Donald Trump imposed new high import duties on steel and aluminum without giving Canada and Mexico exemptions unless they agreed to sign a new treaty. Now, after last week's explosive announcement of administration or of tariffs on steel and aluminum across the board, administration's officials are defending themselves against the international outrage over these tariffs and against U.S. executives worried that the American economy will suffer. Now, because of the tariffs that the Trump administration announced, the EU's already proposed a raft of retaliation measures, including taxes on blue jeans, bourbon, and motorcycles. So meanwhile, the House Speaker Paul Ryan and other prominent Republicans have refused to back this new plan, saying that these high taxes on imports are already backfiring and that the effort to get a new deal for NAFTA is just not working. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. But economically, it's just a bad move.
And let's talk about former Trump's aide and the whole subpoena. What's the latest there?
Right. So Sam Nunberg, who was fired from President Trump's 2015, yesterday publicly defied special counsel Robert Mueller's summons to appear before a grand jury investigating Russian election interference. And then he went on a television rampage, Apps, calling MSNBC and CNN twice, making several claims against the administration, including that former Trump advisor Carter Page colluded with the Kremlin, that Vladimir Putin is, quote, too smart to collude with Donald Trump, unquote, and that he believes that Mueller has something on the president. While at first daring Robert Mueller to arrest him, Nunberg said he would later end up cooperating, but not before an entire ordeal that played out on national television. So the late night talk show hosts here had a field day with Nunberg, and I have a clip for you of the talk show host Stephen Colbert on The Late Show talking and lampooning Nunberg, along with some of the things that Nunberg was saying to CNN and MSNBC.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I mean, you know, some people win Emmys.
Yeah.
You know, some people win Emmys.
Yeah. Not us.
Some people, you know.
Yeah. A quick question. Do you have children?
I do not have children.
You technically can't have a dad bod. You just have a bod.
Or you're such an amazing actor that it goes beyond even having children
wow.
to this place where you have studied dads so intensely and their bods.
I'm sorry, we got the wrong clip.
Oh, that's
I
fun.
Don't know that went, but anyway, so he there's nothing to do with the dad bob, dad bob. But so he was just he made these claims, and now it's we don't know what's going to happen to Nunberg. But he said at first that he would not cooperate, and then. The host on TV show said, well, he's going to go to jail if he did not cooperate with Mueller. So now he's going to possibly, but it was crazy.
And let's talk about, Adrian, the ever ongoing debate between Games and their, direct involvement into violence. I believe the White House has gotten on the bandwagon here.
Right. So in the ongoing, I guess, dispute over who is to blame for this mass gun carnage rather than blame, you know, the cult of gun carrying and manufacturers or the NRA, the Trump administration scheduled a meeting on Thursday with representatives of the video game industry to discuss the claim that violent games encourage violent behavior. Now, we've been on this route, 30 years ago. It was violent music. 20 years ago, it's always a part of, games have come up again and again. But the shooter in last month's Parkland School massacre was not a gamer. And the Entertainment Software Association, which represents major game publishers and console manufacturers, nonetheless agreed to the meeting. It noted that despite gaming's worldwide popularity, the U.S. is unique in its gun violence, stating that, quote, video games are plainly not the issue, unquote. Meaning, we're again like dancing around all of these other things. We're taking these other things and pulling this into the fray, and instead like finding every other solution of what it could be: mental illness, gaming, whatever, other than just looking at the real problem, which is guns.
Yeah, all right. And then before I say goodbye, Adrian, talk to me about Muppets. What's this about?
Right. So you're on to my shameless plug. So like Sesame Street's The Merry Monster, Tauntaun, the Muppet, has wild orange hair, and like Elmo, she prefers to speak in the third person. But this pint-sized Muppet with the outsized personality doesn't live on Sesame Street. Not exactly. She lives in a place called Hikiat Simsim, which is the Jordanian version of Sesame Street that premiered in 2003. Now, Tauntaun made the show one of the most popular in modern-day Jordanian television, and that was before the International Rescue Committee decided to bring Tauntaun and her long-distance neighbors, Elmo and Grover, to refugee communities across the Middle East. So this past December, the MacArthur Foundation announced that it was awarding the International Rescue Committee and Sesame Workshop its 100 and Change grant, which is $100 million for bold solutions to the critical problems of our time. And Sesame Workshop will now create a comprehensive early childhood education program for displaced Syrians throughout the Middle East. That will feature Tauntaun, the Muppet, prominently. And this is all in a story that I wrote for Ozzy.com, OZY.com. If you want to read it, it's quite a good story, Ab. It is about early childhood education and how countering sort of the toxic environment of refugee camps and fleeing countries can help with things like Muppets, can help children recover and go on to live productive lives. So again, that's Aussie.com, and that's my story.
Adrian, I do believe that there is a storm coming your way. I just want to say please stay safe, and would like to hear a little bit about that on Friday when you chat to us again. But please stay safe.
Oh, I will. Thanks, Ab. I'll just be holed up in my apartment here in Midtown.
All right. Thank you so much. Adrian Brinney, all the way from Manhattan, New York.